This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Let's welcome to the phone lines Delegate Jennifer McClellan, live from her office in Richmond. How are you doing, Jen?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Good to hear your voice. How are things going in the big city?
Oh, busy and cold, finally.
Yeah. we were walking. I was on the downtown mall today with some members of the Sorensen staff, and we were just talking about how this is what October in Virginia is supposed to feel like.
I know.
Isn't it great?
It is great. I finally get to wear a sweater.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe a little change of wardrobe.
Yep.
Hey, Jennifer, give us an update on your campaign. You're running for re-election, and remind me your term is this? Would this be second or third or fourth?
This would be my second, and I am running unopposed. I'm very grateful for.
That's got to make it a little different.
It does, but still busy, not as busy, but I still do the neighborhood associations and I'm out talking to voters about what I've been up to and what's going on next year, probably, during the General Assembly.
The big issues here in Central Virginia, at least in the county, are growth and development and dealing with that, and it seems like everybody you meet's got a different prescription and a way to handle it, but what are the big interests in your district, which is downtown Richmond?
Well, everyone knows that I was active in the payday lending issue last year, so a lot of what people talk to me about is that, trying to see if we can do something to curb the repeat borrower cycle that a lot of people get into when they get a payday loan. A lot of people are interested, well, early on they were interested in the abuser fees and either repealing them or modifying them to apply to out-of-state drivers. That's quieted down a little bit. The new issue is whether or not the Richmond Charter needs to be amended to clarify the relationship between the mayor and city council.
I bet you're hearing a lot about that.
I am.
And for those of us here in Central Virginia who may have missed some of these headlines coming out of Richmond with former governor and now mayor of Richmond, Wilder, and his what can only be called a real spat with the school board administration, what is that all about?
On its face, it's about whether or not who controls City Hall, basically. The mayor wants to move the school board and the school administration out of City Hall to another building so that he can move some other city departments into City Hall and then rent the spaces where those offices are to higher-end, higher-rent tenants. That's what the bottom line issue is, but the real issue really is who gets to decide that and the extent of the mayor's power vis-a-vis city council, because city council passed an ordinance allowing the school board to stay in City Hall a little longer for $1 a month rent, and the mayor ignored that and tried to evict the school board, and city council said, you can't do that. So it's really about where does the balance of power lie between the mayor and city council.
That's amazing. And he really did, when you say tried to evict him, for those folks who are listening who may have missed this, he literally tried to evict the school board administration. Mm-hmm. He got all these trucks and started taking their furniture out in the middle of the night.
Yes, they locked the building, closed it to the public, started moving furniture out, had the police there to keep order, and ironically, the school board was trying to have an emergency meeting, and school board meetings have to be open to the public, but because the administration said City Hall was closed, the police weren't letting people in the building.
And that's under... it's almost like something you hear going on in some third world country,
I know.
Where the police all of a sudden is following what the mayor. It's almost like a takeover of City Hall.
Yeah.
But in fairness to Governor Wilder, he truly believes that he has the constitutional power to tell the police, I want you to do this, and you're going to do this.
That's right. And there is a court case on that right now, and depending on what happens with the court case, I know both the mayor and council are talking about whether we need to clarify the charter or whether the charter is clear enough. And at some point between now and January 9th, we'll figure out the answer.
So are you, when you go knocking on doors with folks as you're campaigning for re-election to the Virginia House of Delegates, are some folks just on their porches just shaking their heads? What's going on with Governor Wilder? Jen, yes. Why don't you go fix all this?
Well, they don't ask me to go fix it. I think, but yeah, they do shake their heads and ask what's going on.
And it's gotten national attention.
Yeah.
Of some national press with this, what's going on. But as you point out, they're working it out. Meetings are taking place.
Yeah, and, you know, anytime you change your form of government as dramatically as we did when we adopted the popularly elected mayor, there're bound to be some bumps in the road.
Right, right. What's it? When is his term up? I'm just curious.
Next year.
Next year.
2008.
Has he made clear whether he's going to run for re-election? Do we know?
He has not.
And he's not very popular with his council.
No.
We're talking with Delegate Jennifer McClellan of Richmond, her district, of course, downtown Richmond. And we always enjoy talking with Delegate McClellan. So give us your take on these big elections coming up in less than 2 weeks. Virginians go to the voting booths and pick a lot of locally elected folks and also the, like yourself, members of the General Assembly?
Well, it's exciting. We've got a lot of really close races going on right now. I mean, anything can happen. It kind of reminds me of what happened with Congress last year. You know, we've got one house that looks like it's gonna switch, you know, the Senate. The Democrats need to pick up 4 seats. There are at least 6 that are either leaning our way or very close. The House needs 11, and there are 3 seats that look pretty good, and there are as many as 8 that are within, you know, 2 or 3 points. So anything could happen.
Delegate Jennifer McClellan is my guest. Jen, what do you think it means if, and it's still yet to be proven, but if Democrats manage to win back the Virginia Senate, what's that going to mean come January, the session of 08, which is a big session this year? It's a budget session, so the General Assembly will have to draw up a 2-year budget. What do you think that's going to mean if they take the Senate versus if they don't take the Senate, if Republicans manage to hang on to the Senate?
Well, honestly, I think it really depends on which Republicans leave, because as you know, there were in the Senate and in the House moderate Republicans who didn't always agree with the more conservative leadership of the House, but the House had a pretty heavy majority, and so it was difficult to have a coalition of moderates and Democrats to help stop the gridlock that we ended up having the last time around. If we get control of the Senate and close the gap in the House, it'll be a little easier for those moderates to and Democrats to come together, and a little harder for the conservatives to hold the line.
What do you think is going to happen with the budget shortfall? Of course, there's not a deficit. The Treasury does not have less money than it had last year. It just doesn't have as much as some folks had thought it would due to the housing crunch, the slowdown in the housing market. How do you think that's going to affect drawing up a new budget?
Well, it's going to be tough. You know, anytime you know from managing your own household finances, whenever the budget is tight, you have to prioritize. And Democrats and Republicans, or, you know, moderates and conservatives, have very different priorities. And I think what happens this November will determine, you know, whose priorities went out, whether when we're shifting, you know, we have a lot of needs in Virginia. And it could be, will that money go to strengthen our mental health system? Will that money go to help keep higher education affordable? Where will it go? And that's really going to depend on what happens this November. But even beyond that, what happens this November is going to affect what happens in 2010, 2011 when we do redistricting, because this is the last time that the Senate will be up for re-election before redistricting. So what happens Tuesday or November 6th determines who's going to control the pen.
Delegate Jennifer McClellan of Richmond, always a joy to talk to you, and good luck on November 6th, and we'll look forward to talking to you after the elections.
Thank you. Good luck to you, too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, SevillePodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.